Random art tips and rambles with Rafi.
Hola, you amazing artists. It's Rafi.
And Klee.
And right now, if you are listening to this, chances are that we are in a vehicle driving across the country, getting back home. Hopefully, we'll be arriving tonight at home and resting up tomorrow. That would be nice.
Hopefully we have survived the journey and all the interactions with our family.
Yeah, we are recording this a little bit ahead of time just because scheduling and time management and different things like that, which happens to be what we're going to talk about today. Time.
Oh, time. So right now in real time as it's happening, we are preparing to leave on said trip. And all kinds of exciting things are happening in our brain jars.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of exciting things are happening. Basically, what goes on when something like this happens, you know, the wedding is throwing us for a loop. We are here. We are running our business. I am launching a book. There is orders that need to go out. There are painting commissions that I'm working on. There are my own personal paintings that I'm working on. We're recording this podcast. Da, 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 da. I could go on and on and on.
Yes, we have YouTube schedules and we have new products that need to get listed in the online shops and music to write and domestic tasks to accomplish.
Exactly. And all while still remaining being the creative geniuses that we want to be in our creative craft, it becomes a little bit challenging. It could become very, very overwhelming, which puts us into that time shortage feeling where you feel like you don't have enough time.
Yeah. Full disclosure, my brain is currently active at something which I am not proud of. Are you ready?
Yeah. What is it?
Yesterday, my brain went into full-on panic mode. And basically, it was like, you don't have time for anything. You don't have time to clean the house. You don't have time to care for your plants. You don't have time to make the jewelries. You don't have time to work on music. And you certainly don't have time to do anything else of the sort. And so then it took that data and it went into micromanaging my life.
Really?
By the hour. So it was like, you don't even have time to put in the Amazon order that you need. I was like, that's kind of ridiculous, brain. And it was like, okay, day one is going to be spent doing X, Y, and Z, and that is all you have time for. Forget about listing your new items. It's going to have to wait. Tell your friends that the collaborative projects you need to work on are going to have to wait. Tell Rafi that blah, blah, blah is going to have to wait. Your workouts are going to have to wait. Personal care is going to have to wait. All you have time for is packing.
So you would spend 3 days packing.
Yeah, according to my brain.
Right.
And then also, it prioritized the things. So like the things that it found important were caring for our plants so they don't die.
Right.
Cleaning the house and packing. That's all I have time to accomplish in the next 3 days.
Right.
Then it went on to say, in the 24 hours preceding your departure, you're leaving at 4 a.m. That means you need to have your last big meal at 4 p.m. the previous day.
Oh, my
So that you can
goodness.
Wake up at 2 a.m. the morning of, so that you have time to poo before your departure.
Oh, boy.
This is what's happening in my head. As a result, admittedly, I run the risk of being highly improductive.
Right, exactly. Because you're giving yourself standards and rules from some militant side of your brain that really does not understand how time works.
And apparently is far more concerned with whether I have a bowel movement before we get in the car than most other things.
What I've found is that when I run into any kind of time shortageness, I actually become way less productive than I would had I just done the thing that I was planning on working on.
Yeah.
Versus thinking about it. I could literally spend hours sitting there thinking about organizing the projects that I need to work on versus just taking care of what I need to take care of right then and there.
I spent 30 minutes sort of paralyzed yesterday with Amazon cart items, debating on whether I was going to order a skirt for our trip.
Yeah.
And whether it would arrive before our departure.
I know. You asked me questions and I was like, I don't care. Buy the skirt. Like, you've got them in your cart. They've been sitting in your cart for over an hour. Just buy them.
Yeah. It's pretty ridiculous. I think you literally do warp time and space not in your favor
yeah.
when you're in panic mode.
Oh, I absolutely believe it. I've seen time just like drip by at a quick pace because I'm sitting there and I'm not really sure what it is that I'm going to work on. Recently, with all the things that we have going on with, you know, with the art and with the podcast and the YouTube videos and all that stuff, I somehow have managed to give myself more time. I'm crossing a threshold from going into overwhelm and feeling like I don't have enough time to just not really stressing about time whatsoever.
Yeah, which is excellent because, you know, you have a lot of things that yeah. you do.
Yeah.
I think there's something magical in not overthinking it, putting a formula together that works for you, but not overthinking it and just accomplishing things, just removing the part of that thought process that tries to analyze and say you don't have time.
Exactly.
Just doing it anyway.
Exactly.
Could I potentially finish a song today? Yes.
Absolutely.
If I sit there and think about how I only have a limited number of hours today, I won't do it.
Yeah, well, there was a study, and I can't remember the details of the study, but there was a study where they were talking about the fluctuation of time, and they were talking about different tasks that they gave to different people. And what they found was that people that were optimistic about their chances of being able to finish it actually came much closer than people that were pessimistic. It seemed like the people that were pessimistic, they spent more time thinking about what it was that they were going to do versus doing it.
Yeah.
And what is that rule? Like, if you give yourself 3 days to do it, it's going to take you 3 days to do it.
Yeah, basically, however much time you give yourself, you will find a way to fill that time with whatever you're doing. So if you give yourself a week, the project will take you a week. And if you give yourself a day, the project will take you a day.
Yeah, they did a study where they hypnotized a designer, a clothes designer, and typically her belief system was that she can design an entire outfit in a matter of an hour. She mm-hmm. could design an outfit in a matter of an hour and get it done. And then under hypnosis, her brain was tricked into believing that an hour equated a minute. Under hypnosis, she was able to design an entire design in a minute because she thought that it was
1 hour.
1 hour.
That was fascinating to me, that really the ability to alter time.
Yeah.
It's a real thing. It sounds mystical, but
it's a real thing. I mean, time is relative. That is one of the things that is scientifically proven, that time is relative. Now, the concept of time is very difficult to wrap your mind around, other than I know that there's 60 minutes in an hour. I know that there's 24 hours in a day. I know that I need to sleep for like this many hours. You know, like, there are these very rudimentary concepts that we have to time. But as far as time being relative, that's such an abstract thought.
Yeah.
That we just don't understand it.
Yeah, we really don't understand how time and relative time works, but we've all experienced it.
Yeah.
Where 30 minutes goes by in the blink of an eye when you're in a hurry and you need more time, or when a day just goes on and on forever
because you're waiting for a certain time to get there. Even waiting for the microwave for 4 minutes feels like it is taking forever. So there was a point in my life where I was obviously stressed out about time all the time. And then there was a point where I think I had done, this was before I met you, like right before I had met you, I had gotten to a point where I just did not concern myself with time whatsoever. And it seemed like my days were endless, you know, like in a good way, like just endless days. I always felt like I had more than enough time. And it was just a belief system that I had. And it wasn't like I didn't have a lot of things going on. I had plenty of things going on, but I just felt like I always had more than enough time to be able to get things done. And so there was no stress, no worry, and I didn't second guess myself. And then later on, I started to worry about time, and I started to worry about shortageness in time. And I found myself being very stressed out all the time and sitting there and actually wasting more time, not being as productive, not working on a painting because I was too busy trying to plan it out and trying to decide what was the most efficient way to do this. It's hilarious. I was being completely inefficient by trying to plan out being efficient.
Yeah, it really, that trying to plan out how to be efficient is a double-edged sword for sure.
All the time that you spend in the planning phase, and we all know that when you plan something out, it hardly ever goes the way that you want it to go.
Oh, most definitely.
One of the most interesting things I had read about just a theory or a philosophy was that your brain is not designed to predetermine or to figure out how to go and do things. Your brain is actually designed more so to look at hindsight and figure out how you could do it better the next time.
Yeah, I remember that study, and it basically had said your brain is pretty good at problem solving in real time, dealing with the situation at hand.
Right.
And your brain is very good at learning lessons in retrospect.
Right.
And your brain sucks ass at predicting what actions to take for future supposed events that
exactly.
have not occurred yet.
Yeah, yeah. Your brain does not work for predicting how things are going to go. You've already determined the past based on your experience in the past. And in that sense, you're not predicting. You are stating, I'm doing the same exact thing, so I'm going to do it this way because this is the better way to do it.
Yeah, already a lesson learned. But as far as predicting unknown circumstances and events, we suck at it. And yet, humans love to procrastinate by planning.
Yeah. You put things off. You say, I'm not ready yet. I need more time. I need to be able to do this. You know what? I'm just not going to do it because I don't have enough time to do it. And there are all kinds of excuses that come out of this whole feeling like you don't have enough time.
Yeah.
There are a lot of excuses. For the longest time, my art career did not happen because I felt that I did not have enough time to do it. And then I'd read these stories about these authors, like big name authors, that would write 2 hours before they had to go to work because they worked full-time jobs. Mm-hmm. So they get up early in the morning, 5 a.m., write for about 2 hours, God knows how many pages, and then go to work, and then come home, write some more, go to bed. And in my mind, I was like, well, you know, it's possible for them to do it, but that's not possible for me because I just don't have enough time.
It's interesting, and what goes hand in hand with that, I'm working a full-time job, I don't have enough time, or I'm a full-time artist and I still don't have enough time, is I feel so tired. I don't feel very motivated. And what I've come to find is that you feel a lot less tired when you're not stressing yourself out about time.
Exactly.
Stressing out about how much time you have is such a motivational squelcher. It's like a giant fly swatter.
Stressing out about anything will just deteriorate your body.
Yeah.
You will feel tired. You will need to go to sleep. You will feel unmotivated. And the truth of the matter is that if you are stressing out about time, then you are stressing out over a factor that is all encompassing.
Yeah.
Time surrounds you.
Yeah.
And if that's what you're stressing out about, then you are surrounded by stress.
About a year ago, I went through a sort of death spiral of time shortageness. You remember it because we had plenty of talks about it.
Oh, yeah.
I woke up late most days because I was tired. I felt like I had about 4 hours of a day in which to accomplish everything I needed done. I panicked throughout the whole day doing said tasks. I hardly ever accomplished 100% of them. And I went into bedtime hours feeling like a failure. I would sleep really hard and then wake up and start the cycle all over again. And I felt super unproductive. I felt like a burden to you. I felt like I wasn't accomplishing anything. And it was basically deteriorating my body.
Yeah.
And it was making me increasingly more unproductive.
I think that that's the thing, though. It's like when you're looking at time, we look at time almost like this linear thing. And in actuality, the only time that you really can focus on is what's going on right now. What can I do right now? you fill your day with all these tasks and you fill your day with all these things that you're going to do. And if you're sitting there thinking about all the things that you have to do, then the one task that is in front of you becomes so much more overwhelming because it's 10. Instead of just one thing that I'm doing right now, I got to do this because then I got to do this, 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 right. Then I have this to do. And I don't think that I have enough time for that. Whereas if you just focus on the one task that you're working on, that's it. When you're going through the creative process and you're working on, when I'm working on a painting, I'm not thinking of the overall painting right from the get-go. I am working on the different parts. So if I'm doing the tones of her skin, then I have a beginning and end point to the tones of her skin. If I am doing highlights in pink for her skin tones, then I'm doing the highlights in pink. If I am doing the eye colors, then I am doing the eye color until I get that task done. And then I move on to the next one. So each one of my paintings is almost like an incremental thing where I have a beginning and end, beginning and end, beginning and end that lead to the overall creation of the work. Because it is very, very easy to get overwhelmed when you are creating things. Mm-hmm. It is very easy to get overwhelmed in creating your own career. It is very easy to get overwhelmed in running your household. It is easy to get overwhelmed with anything in life. And I have a feeling that that's what we kind of get trained to be.
Yeah.
We get trained. You grow up hearing, oh, there's not enough time for that, or there's not enough time for this, or, you know, you grow up being used to there being a time shortageness. It's very rare that any of us have grown up in a household where it was just, you know, the luxury of time was just open all the time.
I don't know anybody that grew up in a household like that. And I thought countless times, time shortageness and money shortageness, how is it that there's a shortage of time and money?
Yeah, because they go hand in hand. You hear people even quote, time is money, you know, and that's what most of us believe. Mm-hmm. You know, like there is a shortage of time, this eternal thing that just goes on, that is unquantifiable, that just basically stands in front. You know that there's a different time. If you were standing on the surface of Jupiter, you'd be moving at a different time rate than you are standing on the surface of Earth. We do not understand it. The only thing that we understand is that right now, in this moment, you are doing this thing that you are doing right now. And either A, you're doing a thing, or B, you are planning on doing a thing.
Or worrying about doing
a
thing.
Or worrying about planning on doing a thing. Or worrying about the thing that you're not doing. There is just that moment right then and there where you are either doing a thing or you are not doing a thing.
Yeah, and I'm going to say something that's super cliche to say, but I'm going to say it anyway because it's true. Of those options, the most enjoyable option is to be doing that thing. It's so cliche to say, when you're living in the present moment, life is so much more fulfilling. But it's really true.
Yeah.
It's really more enjoyable to just be totally immersed in the single thing that you're doing rather than being worried about 10 different other things. I pride myself on being an excellent single tasker when I'm at my best. Not a multitasker. I'm not thinking about 20 things I've got to do today when I'm at my best. I have a propensity to try to think about all the things. But when I'm at my happiest, I'm doing one thing and I'm doing it to the best of my ability.
Exactly. And the truth is that you cannot focus on more than one thing at once anyway. So even when I am multitasking, where I have several paintings going on at once, essentially, I am focused completely on the one painting that I'm working on. And then when it comes time for that painting to dry and I move on to the next painting, I am focused on that one painting, on that one section or that one part that I'm working on.
Yeah. And what that means is that you are able to switch gears well.
Yeah.
And the reason you're able to switch gears well is because you're not overwhelming your brain circuitry with unnecessary garbledygook.
Exactly. One of the reasons that I wanted to talk about this particular subject was because for the longest time, my excuse for not starting an art career was that I didn't have the time to be able to do it.
Yeah.
I've heard so many other creatives use that excuse. You know, Alex with, I want to learn how to use this DJ. My cousin Alex is a DJ. And so for the longest time, what I would hear him say is that, oh, I want to learn how to use this new equipment, but I just don't have enough time and I don't have this. And I would ask him, like, so when you get out of work, what do you have, like 4 hours? He's like, yeah, but then I got to go do this. I'm like, okay, in between that, what do you have, like 2 hours? He's like, yeah, yeah, but, you know, like, I don't think that that's enough time. And it's like, okay, well, you know, if you are, so what are you doing for those 2 hours? Are you just sitting there thinking about how you wish you had more time? Or are you sitting there just doing the thing that you have 2 whole hours to do? Sure, maybe you're working a full-time job and you really want to be an artist and you feel like you don't have enough time to do it, but can you give yourself those 2 hours early in the morning to write as much as you can or to paint as much as you can? Are you giving yourself a few hours in the afternoon to be able to do it? Are you giving yourself the time, or are you just thinking that time is getting away from you?
Yeah, man, kids are really good teachers when it comes to this. Kids will use every last second that you will give them in order to do whatever it is that they want to do. If you tell them, we have 10 minutes before we're leaving, they will spend every last second of that 10 minutes doing whatever it is that they're doing.
Exactly.
And when you have kids around you, it's also a good teacher of like, okay, we're going to do this activity with these here kids. What can I accomplish in the next 15 minutes in the studio before we go?
Exactly. Exactly. And I mean, and that's the thing, like any time that you have is precious.
Yeah.
And you might as well use it while it's in front of you, whether it is 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, whatever the time is, just use it the way that you want to use it. Don't use it wasting your time thinking about wishful thinking and thinking about how you don't have enough time.
Yeah, and I think you'll be surprised at how many things you can accomplish in any amount of time.
Yep, exactly. And I guess that's it. So, like I said before, we are probably traveling, feeling like time is dragging along as we are driving the 14 hours to get back home. We should be getting back tonight and probably relaxing tomorrow. We'll be doing a little bit of relaxing tomorrow, recording some videos, getting all that back on track. Yeah, hopefully you enjoyed this.
This time that you spent with us.
Hopefully you enjoyed this time that you have spent with us. And yeah, looking forward to getting back and being part of the studio again. I don't know how I'm going to feel after this wedding with the tuxedo and the whole nine yards.
Probably so. Relieved to not be in a tuxedo.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Very relieved to not be wearing a monkey suit.
So until next time.
Yeah, until next time, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. We absolutely adore you. And that's it. Say goodbye, Clee.
Good day.
Adios.